Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock. We're so excited to have you guys here. This is so fun.
I'm so excited, though.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. It's major so difference. Excited.
What you know about being excited?
Y'all know nothing about being excited, let me tell you what. Uh-uh. No. It's like a mindset. It's a way of life.
It is a way of life. What if we get a tattoo?
Excited? I'm so excited. Yeah. Oh my god. That's spelled wrong. No.
No, it's not.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. And I didn't stutter.
Right.
Actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got this.
Yeah. I'm so excited to read my co-star.
I know. Do you have it pulled up already?
No, I do not.
Okay, cool.
That's how excited I am. Forgot.
All right, let's see who shows up first.
Forgore. Do you know I forgore?
Yeah, I forgore.
I say that to people and then they look at me like I'm crazy. Because I'll be like, oh my gosh, I forgore. And they go, what?
Ew.
And I'm like, you wouldn't get cited.
No, you would not get it.
Get it. I feel like the Joker. You wouldn't get it.
Mm, you wouldn't get it.
You pulled up yours first.
Okay, perfect. So my co-star is very simple today. It just says gloves off.
Period.
Okay.
It's a little chilly to do that, though.
I know. It really is. We're in a cold front, and I don't like it.
I saw a tweet the other night that was like, y'all come get your cold fronts in my backyard.
Yeah literally. Because yeah. Like, I'm literally down here in the South. It's not supposed to get cold.
I didn't move here.
Legally, it's not supposed to get cold.
Yeah, you're like a tropical girl.
Yeah.
It gets under 55, and you're like, oh, my gosh. It's chilly. Actually, I lied. It gets under 70, and you're like, oh,
yeah, that's true.
It's cold out, and you show up with your heavy coat on.
When it starts getting to like October, I start like double layering, and like I'm just like, yeah, this is way too cold for
me. Which is funny because you grew up in Philly.
Yeah, exactly. When I tell people that like, oh, it's so cold outside, they're like, oh, it's nothing. Like where I'm from the north, and I'm like, I'm from the north too.
Yeah, but not, it's cold. Not in here.
No, never in here.
Yeah.
So that's just how I live, I guess.
It's giving. A flower can't choose where it's planted. You should hit people with that.
Oh my god.
I'm just a flower and I can't choose where I'm planted.
Back off.
That's why I'm from like the Caribbean.
Right.
Just be like island girl. You should be like the people that move to an island. They're like, island girl.
Oh my god.
And it's really, and they walk around barefoot. Have you seen that TikTok?
No.
A lady took off her sandals because she was like, when you're from the islands and you have to walk around barefoot everywhere, and she was like on like cement, and now everybody was like,
girl,
mimicking. It's very funny.
It's giving when you feel the Polynesian culture.
Oh my god, did we talk about that?
I don't think we spoke about
Saw Moana too, and there was a deal where it was 25% off a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's go watch Moana 2 and get wine.
Exactly.
And the whole time we were quoting the "when you feel so overwhelmed by Polynesian spirit, lady."
Yeah.
We weren't loud in the theater. We were quietly going.
But anytime chee-hoo. Maui went, chee-hoo, we went, chee-hoo.
Yeah. Which, and I don't know. Like, I still don't know how I feel about that movie. They're taking it in a direction that, I don't know.
Moana 1 was better.
Yeah, of course.
That's my take. It's not even a hot take. Oh, I don't want to see a Moana 7. But I do want to see a Frozen 3.
What would they do?
I don't know, but I mean, Frozen 3 is coming out in 2027.
I hope that they'd give Anna powers, just be like, YOLO.
Oh.
Yeah. Just totally just derail the story they've worked so hard to build and be like,
and just be like, I have secret powers
Anna
that just bloomed.
Has sun powers, actually.
Oh my god. And I think that snow would be funny.
Sun. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see what direction they go with.
Wow, you know.
Bam!
But yes, please, gloves off. What are your do's and don'ts for the day?
Yes, okay.
We're doing this in the morning.
We are doing this in the morning.
And
like, this is early. I had to wake you up.
Yeah, because I sleep in. And at night, I've had all day to think about what I want to say.
Uh-huh.
I've had time to like depuff my face naturally.
A day to talk, to think about things. But like,
yeah.
In the morning, it's just like, what, am I going to talk about my dreams?
Oh my god, I did actually have a crazy dream.
Oh my god, tell us.
It was the 90s, and I was in my mom's high school. And I saw my mom and my dad, but it was like through like a camcorder. Like my vision was a cam. It was really weird.
Do you think that's maybe like you in the future making a film about growing up in the 90s and like basing people off of your parents?
Maybe.
In high school?
Maybe.
Like maybe that's how the start of your film goes. My it's like through dream. A camcorder. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because you are a filmmaker.
Oh my God. It's so funny. I have that in my bio. because I just think it's funny.
It is funny. You are funny.
You're just saying that.
No, never.
But no, because it's funny to say filmmaker. I've not made a film since college. These are films. We'll call these films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, 16 films so far?
Wow.
17 films?
Oh my gosh, we're making a mini series.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you're a filmmaker. Oh my god, she's a filmmaker.
I'm really Coppola.
Ooh, okay.
Which one? I don't know, because there's Francis and I think his daughter Sophia.
You know what? Either one.
Yeah, I'm both maybe of them.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, co-star. Gloves off. Do. Take breaks. Say no. Time management. Don't overstretch. After hours emails. An impossible promise. Okay. I like those. I think that's interesting. Impossible promise.
Is that like a vegan version of a promise?
Yeah.
Like meatless promise?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a thing for the both of us. It says, neither of you want to admit, oh my gosh. Neither of you want to admit your vulnerability right now.
Period.
If you try to force Isabella to confront their emotions, it will only make them feel claustrophobic. I literally don't know.
Must be the wrong Isabella.
Yeah, crazy. I'm just friends with a different Isabella on there. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you want to read your front page? And then we'll go and read our...
I would love to. You are not responsible for anyone else's behavior or shortcomings.
Ooh.
T.
Okay.
Do. Conserve energy. Remain present. Self-compassion. Don't. Goody two-shoes. Explanations. And apologize.
Don't apologize. You never do anything wrong.
I'll run into you later today. I'm not sorry.
Right. Body check me. I'm not sorry.
Smack whatever's in your hand. Ow. I'm not sorry.
Boom.
My co-star said don't apologize.
Exactly. Living through my co-star. Oh my god, that should be a t-shirt. Living through my co-star. Like living vicariously.
In my co-star era.
In my co-star era. Something like that. Co-star, do you have merch? Can we design your merch? Can we have, launch your merch? Thank you. Merch?
Yeah.
Merch?
And okay. Make it reasonably priced, because why do you want me to pay like $11 for a reading? I could go to Etsy and get a love potion for $2.
That's true.
Oh.
Who knows?
Oh, and this says, Sam Carr. I don't know why I always read that off. That's because that's your co-star name.
It's, yeah.
Sam can't let themselves be the punchline to save their life. You can't turn off read receipts to save your life.
Do you have read receipts on?
My dad and I do.
Oh.
And that feels a little like my father left me on read.
I hate that.
It's like, I'm literally your baby girl.
Right. Like, I'm literally your child. Like, you should never want to stop speaking to me.
No.
Like, you're busy. You have plans. No, you don't.
No, you don't. You decide to give those up when you decide to have kids. You don't have plans anymore.
You don't have plans.
No.
You're not allowed to.
No.
I don't think I have read receipts on for anybody. I hate them, actually.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I
don't want to know
that
you're ignoring
me. Comprehend it and then come back later.
Yeah. What I like to do, I have the preview messages on. So I read what people say, but I don't actually open the text, because if I open the text, then I'm going to forget to respond, like when I actually have time and energy to respond. But if I do accidentally open the text, then I go back and
swipe
I mark
it
as unread.
Yeah. I mark a lot of things as unread on my messages.
Yeah, because like me finding out that I can mark messages as unread has been like revolutionary in my life, because I used to ignore people all the time by accident. And I hated that I did that. And it would take like 3 to 5 business days for me to respond to somebody. And that became my brand. And I'm like, I don't want to be seen as inconsistent. I want to be seen as somebody who shows up. Even if it takes me a little bit, I'm there. But like also these people, like I have an unread message from like a week ago that I haven't responded to. But I haven't opened it on my phone. But like I don't have read receipts on either. So she doesn't even know that like I haven't read it. And that's like... why I haven't responded. Maybe she just thinks I ignored her. And that's just mean of me. But
how cruel.
You know what? I can't be perfect.
I mean, you make a pretty good effort, though. Could have fooled me.
Oh, stop.
What are your paragraphs?
Okay, so my paragraphs say, a chance conversation gives you new insight into an old problem. Solutions often present themselves when you're not forcing them. There is always space to reevaluate if you need. It can be hard to tear down walls when you're shut down. There's nothing inherently wrong with having a private relationship with the universe. It just doesn't necessarily serve your purpose right now. Forget about playing marbles in the bottom of the boat. Row out to the thick darkness. I read my co-star yesterday, and that was the same paragraph, and I can't remember. Row out to the
thick darkness?
No. Oh. Row out to the thick darkness.
Go to the out to be a, the
yeah. Mm-hmm. Go on. That's what I was saying.
Go into the unknown.
Into the YOLO.
I've been seeing it a lot this week.
Really? YOLO. Frozen 2? Oh, YOLO.
Yeah. Or, I mean, we could, I, you know.
We both took two different parts of that sentence.
Well, what's the difference between the Elsa's little vocal to Elphaba's, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the same thing.
It's like the same.
They
it's
just
fine.
Keep giving people ways to be annoying.
And just scream.
Just do like random like.
Yeah. Chee-hoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. All right, I have another little paragraph. Okay. The general theme of your life during this period is to reflect without confusion on the relationship between what is ideal and what is real. You can reach further if you confront what scares you about success. Am I scared of success? I don't know.
Success is scared of you.
Ooh!
You eat success for breakfast.
Success hates to see me come
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
So do the haters.
Oh, man. Yeah. Crazy. All right, what does your co-star say?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It says, today there's a little person in your head saying that it is self-centered to put your feelings first. It's not. You just have trouble accepting that you can discover your bravery without a crisis. I feel like we've read that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Go easy. Try not to act rude. Didn't we already read that? Try not to act rude? I feel like that was like the last week's one.
I feel like mine is kind of like last week's one too.
And co-star's running out of ideas.
Maybe.
Your work this month is to understand the difference between being a jack of all trades and mastering something. When you watch other people build their models before you do, you undermine yourself. Be proactive. Knowing when and where to strike is a mark of genius. The broader focus of your life during this time is to figure out why you keep overextending yourself. And what is it you're trying to prove? Feeling lonely is a good reason to open a book. Which I've been trying to get into a book. I just recently got. I got Practical Magic.
Ooh, yeah. You told me that. I have two books on my nightstand that are like half read each. One is A Court of Thorns and Roses, which I bought at any time I read, it's at the airport. It's when I'm on a flight. I never read when I'm at home. And that makes me upset because as a child, I used to be such a bookworm. I like lived at the library. I was always checking out books and reading them. And I want to get back to that. But also, like, I don't know. I feel like there's always so many thoughts going through my mind. Like, I need to, when I do try to sit down and read a book now, I have a notepad right next to me whenever I have a thought that's like, I need to do this or like, I should do this later and blah, 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 blah. I have like a pen and paper so that I write down that thought so that I don't forget it because I will forget it. I'm very like, I do forget a lot.
Yeah,
really. And I had to.
Forgore.
I forgore and I had to come up with different ways. Yes, ma'am. I forgore.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgore.
Your Let Honor. Me address the court. I forgore.
My client forgore.
Have some sympathy.
And if forgoring is illegal, lock me up too.
Here you go.
Your Honor. The court. I address the court.
Have you ever forgorn?
You may be entitled to financial compensation. Yeah. Me when I forgore.
That's like the new, that's the new phrase.
I want, you know, Post Malone always tired. I
forgore. Oh my God.
Right up here. And then like a frowny face.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I forgore.
And then should it be like a string of frowny faces or just one frowny face?
One.
Should it be in the tear duct? Not inside of the tear duct or like.
Ooh, like a little like booty mark.
Ooh, okay.
Because originally I was about to say like, oh, I should I forgore and then like being sad.
Mm-hmm.
But having a teardrop on your face means something else.
Yes, it does.
So we can't really go there.
Yeah,
so
that's why I was saying face. put the sad thing in the like by the tear duct. So it's like not a tear, but it's like you forgore. I'm literally just a girl. I forgore.
I forgore.
That's crazy. I hope everybody understands what we're saying, because if they don't, then they just listen to 5 minutes of us just saying Forgore.
Maybe they've learned something.
I hope they did. I hope every time somebody listens to this podcast, they learn something. They learn something about themselves. They learn something about us, and they adopt a new way of thinking, or just like some new fun facts, or they get ideas about things. There have been a few people who have come up to me, and I think you too, being like, I want to start a podcast.
I tell them, do it.
Yeah, just do it. Because I don't believe in markets being like oversaturated, because like nobody's going to have your point of view, your exact point of view. Like, there is not another Sam and Isabella out there. There are best friends that make podcasts, and maybe people who make podcasts similar to our content.
There might be another Yap Clock out there.
Exactly, but it's not us.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get the same content from somebody else. You're going to get it from us. And if people value how we say these things, then that makes all the difference. Like,
yeah.
It makes it worth it to do this. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this is fun, too.
Yeah.
It's not draining. It's really great. I love connecting with people and like, I don't know.
I like hearing that things we talk about impact people.
Yeah.
Like, I've had people be like, I cried watching your episode, or you talked about something that I had been thinking about. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's really nice to see the effect that Yap A Clock has had on our lives and on other people's lives. And like, thinking introspectively, being like, we matter.
Yeah.
Our voices matter.
Which is a thought I struggle with constantly.
Yeah, exactly.
I never really wake up in the morning and go, I matter. No,
right.
I like.
It's just like.
I wake up and I'm like, oh, I have to go film a podcast. I have to film my door.
I know. I tried to be so gentle with you this morning because I heard your alarm going off. And I was like.
Fighting for my life.
It's like, she keeps snoozing it.
It's instinct, honestly.
And then I knocked on her door and I was like, Isabella. Time to wake up. It's Yap O'Clock. And
go away, Mom.
You said in the most like awake voice, you were like, give me a few minutes.
Yeah, well, because I'm in my something. PJs and I'm like, let me just throw on a fit.
But I expected you to be like, okay, I'm getting up.
You're
like,
in,
give me
in.
A few minutes. And I said, okay, there we go. We don't have to worry about her. She's doing great, sweetie. But yeah, no, I think having this podcast is really great. And I never want to like take that for granted. Because even though we don't see like huge success with the podcast, like I don't think we started the podcast to be famous. Like if we become famous, that's
just
great.
Like, I want to chit chat.
Yeah, I want to chit chat, and people like hearing us chit chat. So why don't we just record it and put it out for other people to hear?
Yeah.
Like worldwide.
And see what happens.
Like that's crazy. People in other countries listening to our podcast. Yeah. We're literally just girls.
Hi, Denmark.
Right.
Hi, Jos Klein from Eurovision 2024. Hi.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
I thought he was just the most handsome man, like, back in spring of last year.
Oh, okay.
With him.
Okay.
He was in Eurovision, and then he, like, got disqualified.
I got that from when you said from Eurovision.
Yeah. He got disqualified for something. I can't remember why.
Oh.
It was something stupid. And, like,
oh, boo.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But hi, Jost.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, bestie.
I loved watching edits of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You love your edits.
I know. He was my white boy of spring.
Okay.
We've since moved on, but he was my white boy of the month. Yeah.
We love that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was having thoughts while driving.
Oh, okay.
I was
as one
stuck
does.
In rush hour traffic because for some reason we are surrounded by back roads and no major road.
Yeah.
To go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's single lane. And we live in a city.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What's up with that, man?
I don't live in the farmland, despite my outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like...
It's so annoying, especially since it's such a long stretch of, like, a single lane road. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, come on.
Make it two.
Make it two.
Because it's like, why am I stuck in 35-minute... to 40-minute traffic because it's the only road that takes me from here to there.
I know.
Why don't we have another one? Because, well, the other ones are all back roads that are single lane.
Yeah.
And they're all 35, and it's like...
There's, like, two main ways, like, that we can get home, and, like, both ones all clog up at...
At 5 o'clock? Because... Good luck getting home on time.
Yeah. No, I have to budget at least like another 20, 25 minutes extra because I'm like, I'm not going to get home on time.
I've started doing things where if I have to make a left turn, I'm going down the road, popping a Yui and making a right.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. And I know that's not a good thing. But you know what?
You got to do what you got to do.
I mean, I know these roads. I know what I'm doing. Well, uh-huh. I know the people, they don't know.
They don't know.
They're passing by. They're going through. I'm a local.
You're a local. You live here. These are your streets. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They dare tread upon.
Uh-huh.
I know what I'm doing. I'm Papa Yui. Because it's not an illegal U-turn. I pop a legal U-turn.
It's legal. A legal, not illegal.
Exactly.
We're not being illegal.
No.
Can't get us.
No.
I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Yeah. That road.
Yep. Yep.
Every time someone's coming over to our place, I tell them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you're coming around 5, go down the road, pop a Yui, and then take a right.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, you're welcome.
So smart.
Uh-huh. It shaves off at least 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Especially if you time the lights right.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then it got me thinking, like, why can't we, now this hot take, I guess, in the American system, why can't we have a nice, clean train system?
I don't know.
It actually really is upsetting. I don't want to take the bus, because the buses are unreliable. There's not enough of them. And...
They're weird.
Yeah. I'd rather go to the train station. Mm-hmm. I want to go to the train station and take train.
Boop. It would be so convenient, especially, like... I know I always talk about this. London, I went to London. They have such a good transportation system in their city, like going on the tube or like even using the buses. The buses are reliable over there as far as I've seen, as far as I've used. And like it's so good and they cap you. Like so if you take the buses, they like you'll only be charged no matter how many buses you take. They cap you at like $5.75. And that's all you pay. So if you take more than one, and each time you take the bus, it's $1.75 until you get to that cap, and then it's free for the rest of the day, pretty much. Okay. So if you have to go different places,
yeah,
what you're paying $6 to
be in a double decker bus? That's a deal. I want to be in a double decker bus,
and just go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They have them in Vegas, and that was very exciting.
Really? Are they red? What color are they? Yeah. Oh, really?
They're not like the London ones, but they are red.
Yeah. For Christmas, I got a Lego set of a London bus, and I'm so excited for it. Oh, my gosh. Also, okay. I recently built, I helped my boyfriend build a Lego set of the Harry Potter Ford Anglia car. The car that Ron and Harry stole, and I became obsessed with these the clear Lego bricks, mm-hmm. because they use them for like the windshield in the back, and oh my god, my favorite thing are now the clear Lego bricks. So I got the Lego bus and it has a bunch of clear Lego pieces, and my boyfriend was like, I got this because there's so many clear pieces, and I went, oh my god, you know me so well. Mm-hmm. I literally got so happy. I want to build like the Millennium Falcon in just clear pieces.
That's kind of crazy.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
Like that's so cool. Because like I can go and get the manual for the Millennium Falcon. They have all the Lego manuals online. If I just get the pieces, because you can buy individual bricks.
Yeah.
If I just bought the individual bricks just in clear, I could have a clear Millennium Falcon. And that makes me so happy. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You could do a... Here, may I pitch an idea? You could do a clear one, and then the detonation spot could be in color.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Do they have, like...
I'm thinking of the Death Star, but also the Falcon. Like, you could have, like, a mm-hmm. piece of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen, like... Because I think they have a small model of the Millennium Falcon, and they have, like, the giant Millennium.
I have the
Millennium.
Tiny one.
Yeah.
Little sandwich.
So, like, what if I made that in clear brick?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Because making the giant one, like, one day, yeah, that would be cool just for funsies. But also, that's a lot of brick. But I'm wondering if they have Lego bricks that are, like, colored but also clear. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like a clear red. or something. Probably. That would be really cool.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I just love Lego. Hey, Lego.
Hi,
Legos. Hi. Oh my gosh, what if we could make this sign out of Legos? Or like, yeah. Can we sign up for the Lego Creators Program or something?
When I was little, I wanted to be a Lego engineer.
Oh, then I realized that's so fun.
That takes a lot of math skills that I didn't want to do.
Those people are very, very smart. Sometimes their TikToks pop up, and I'm just like, oh my god, like this is insane. Because they have these kids, like, send in drawings of ideas for Lego pieces. And they're like, here, we got this submission. Here, I built it. And I'm like, how did you build that thing?
You should make a mock train system out of Legos.
Ooh, okay.
For the place of which we live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Make a little map out of Legos and put a train there. And, ooh. Like, you can move them around.
Ooh, what if you were, like, have you ever gone to like a model home in a community and they have that like big thing in the middle that shows you what the land layout looks like and all the plots of land? What if you made that out of Legos?
Yeah.
What if we bought like land and developed properties, but like you walk in and there's like all this nerdy stuff?
Yeah.
Like we had the entire model layout just in Legos, and we had like figures of Sonic and Shadow and Knuckles running around.
So this is you and like Silver the Hedgehog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like we had all these like nerdy things, and it's like this is a community for nerds, but not like weird nerds,
not stinky nerds.
Exactly.
Cool ones.
Cool nerds.
There's a vetting process,
and we had a clubhouse with like you could rent out different gaming consoles, and if you broke it, then you would be shunned.
You would be
And you have to bring your own
games. You'd be brought to the gallows.
Because you're not, like, you have to use your own games.
Yeah.
That's the only requirement, like, because you're not messing up our games.
No. UIOG.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your own game.
Yeah. I think that would be so fun.
Yeah.
That would be great. I love this idea. Should it be the Yap Estates?
Ooh.
Just make everything, like, Yap themed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's our brand.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We could do like I don't really like HOAs, but we could do like a version of that, but for gamers. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Or like, hear me out. We make a Minecraft setup.
Ooh.
And it's like, this is where your house would be. And then down the road is someone else.
That would be fun. What if we had like a giant entertainment building where you could rent out rooms and like it had all the equipment to be like a streamer and you like pay like a monthly fee?
Have you ever seen those little cubicles where everyone's like an influencer selling something? Very dystopian.
No, I've seen buildings where like you walk in and there's like little spaces like where you can do photo ops, and they have like ring lights and all that kind of stuff, and it's like different setups, so you can just go get photos there. But I'm just like, how much content can you really get in that?
Yeah,
like in a room full of balloons, like you're not gonna post more than one post with things like that in there, you know? I don't know.
I do know.
Yeah. Very crazy.
Very wackadoodle.
Wackadoodle do.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just recently, there's a show called the Hootie Doo.
Like in Disney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hootie Doo Review.
What is it?
I've never been there.
I've also never been there.
So basically what I'm hearing is we get to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
cool.
One of our friends posted they went, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I've never been there.
Is it a buffet? Is it a show?
It's a show. It's a show for sure. There are singers and I think dancers or whatever.
Do I have to participate?
I think they like get audience participation, but I don't think you go up on stage.
Okay.
Like I think, just don't like you get a washboard. All right, new subject time because I completely forget what we were speaking about.
Well, I can finish my thought about why I think we should have a train system.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I just love to know the statistic of like how many less like texting accidents there would be.
Ooh.
And two, would that improve the quality of life of citizens because we are now, instead of focused on our commute, we have more free time because we're just there. We can read a book, we can listen to a podcast, we can work on the go.
That's true. I wonder. Yeah, I mean, definitely accidents I would assume would decrease. I wonder if crime would increase, though, like, kind of depends on, like, what sort of city. Because I know, like, in New York City with the subways, like, there's a lot of crime happening right now. Like, it was just, like, I bumped my mic. Oh, my God. I think that's the first time that I've bumped my mic. That's crazy. I'm so sorry.
I saw Meghan Trainor's friend posted a video of, like, an incident on the subway that he was there
for. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. And I'm just, like, what is happening? Like, that's why I've never taken the New York City subway. I'm just scared. I'm literally just a girl.
My mom takes it when she's there. And I just don't do it because I don't know where I'm going.
I mean, I could figure it out. There's an app called City Mapper that is so convenient that, like, it works in any major city, and mostly any major city. And it tells you, like, if you're trying to get from point A to point B, it'll tell you the fastest route, like, whether it's, like let's say New York City, it'll tell you the subways to take, what lines and everything, and how much it's going to be, or if it's faster to walk and how long that's going to be, or if it's faster to, like, take a taxi, and, like, how much that's going to be estimated to be, and it's very, very convenient. I used that in Paris as well, City Mapper, and it was very, very nice. It's just convenient. I'm a City Mapper stan. Mm-hmm. I recommend it to everybody. It's great. Mm-hmm. So, but I think America could do more with public transportation. I think we could really build that up because we've seen the positive impacts from other countries who use it daily.
Yeah.
I just think there's a lot of people who don't take care of things, and it's keep things clean, throw away your trash.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? We've talked about this before. You watch people litter from their car.
Yeah. I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, this is your planet too. Don't you want to take care of it? Like, what does your house look like?
Yeah.
If you're fine with throwing.
What do you look like?
Yeah.
You can't be bothered to take care of other things.
Like, dude, come on. I think we should also, like, implement plans, like having a trash can every 30 or so feet. You know what? Yeah. Like, that definitely helps. It doesn't prevent the problem. It doesn't prevent littering, but, like, it definitely keeps the littering to a minimum, and, like, hire enough people and pay them living wages.
Period.
To do that, and, like, really invest in the space and invest in the people, and having a really solid public transportation system, because if it's well run, well managed, well kept up, people are going to look at this nice space, they're going to feel a sense of calm, and they're going to feel a sense of, like, responsibility and ownership. I would hope that they're like, we want to keep the space nice because it's convenient, it's safe, it's easy for us to use, like, we're going to have good security cameras, good security presence, and not have people with, like, ego trips. But also, like, in America, we do have I don't want to censor myself in my own podcast, but, like, there are things, like, I don't want to get shot, you know what I mean? So we need to make sure that we're hiring people who are not just going to, like, go crazy. Mm-hmm. Like security guards or, like, police officers or whatever, like anybody with a power trip, like making sure nobody is, like, racist or is going to judge you.
Be a biased person with power.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, we need you to take care of everybody because they are human and not because of anything else.
And that's your job.
Yeah.
Take care of everybody.
It's your responsibility.
Yeah. That's why you went into this
role. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't matter what language they speak, what they look like, how tall they are, how old they are. Like, it's literally, like, they're a human being. So take care of them. And that's just my take.
That's a beautiful take.
I think the world would be a better place if we could have things like that. If we could have nice things.
Yeah.
You know?
Because there's no spaces that I feel like I can go hang out in, like, in a public park without worrying about being approached by people.
Exactly. Safety is a very big concern. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know, like, how we got to this situation. Mm-hmm. Like, how...
Or is it just more, like, written about? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because with social media, we can share everything so, like, that. So is the world a more dangerous place, or are we just reading about it?
Being fed that information.
Yeah.
Yeah, because also people can lie.
Yeah.
People can 100% lie online.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I followed this YouTuber, and she shared something that blew my mind, that she was like, oh yeah, you know, like back in the day in like 2015, 2014, whatever, where all the YouTubers would share like a video, like what I got for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. They're like, it was all fake. We would buy ourselves those presents. We would pre-film that video and have it up on Christmas morning. And like, we would just return everything. They're like, we didn't get those things for Christmas. Our parents didn't get us those things. We just bought them for the video and then returned them. And I went, that's like so fake. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Because the YouTuber I was watching, she was like, I thought everybody knew like those videos were just for entertainment. Like, they weren't real. And I'm just like, but I don't know. When I was an impressionable young teenager, I'm like, wow, this girl got this for Christmas. Why didn't I get it for Christmas? Like, I'm imagining, like, how crazy the world was back then. Like, what if brands probably did, like, reach out to certain YouTubers and being like, hey, we want to gift you this product because on your Christmas video, we want everybody to be like, oh my God, everybody got this for Christmas, and to feel like they were missing out on it. You know what I mean? Like those little Instax cameras. Mm-hmm. Everybody had those.
Yeah, I have one.
I have one too, because I begged my parents the next year to get me that, because everybody else had gotten it the year previous. So I'm wondering how many cameras Instax sent out to YouTubers at the time who made those type of videos to be like, hey, put this in your video, say that you got this. Everybody's going to want that camera.
Yeah. And
sales are going to go
back
up.
Back in the day, people did not care about hashtag ad.
No, exactly.
There weren't really many regulations about that
no.
yet.
No. Yeah, because being an influencer was so, like, new. Yeah. And, like, I don't even think the word influencer really
became a thing
until, until, like, social media, like, Instagram kind of became a thing. But yeah, like now I'm just thinking back. I'm like, how much of it was a lie? Mm-hmm. How much of my like sadness as a kid because I wasn't getting all these things and like my life didn't look as perfect as these YouTubers and like how much, yeah, was it fabricated? Like, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, a lot of YouTubers like vlog people, that's all fake. Because mm-hmm. they're like, get ready with me. I'm going to go to a soiree tonight. And I'm like, you can't possibly go to a soiree every single weekend.
Yeah.
What soirees are there?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd get like, what are you doing? Out.
It's just crazy. And then to be somebody on the outside, because for a while I did post YouTube videos and like I was like getting frustrated with myself because I was like, my life doesn't look like theirs. And I'm never somebody who wants to lie to be able to get views or whatever. Like I preach authenticity. I preach being yourself and showing the real side of things, because there are a lot of things that are very clearly fabricated and fake, but like having them pull off the fabrication so well that it could be real in my mind, then I'm just like, that's so shady. That's like, I don't like it. I feel that I was lied to. I feel like my trust was broken with them. Yeah, and it's just
absolutely.
Like,
and you're valid
now I can't believe what you say. And like, if you're a person in power, like you're a public figure, you want people to believe what you say. You're banking your entire persona on, you're banking your entire persona on people trusting your word and being like, I'm buying this because it's comfy, or I'm buying this because it works wonders on my skin. But
I would feel the guilt of like, why am I lying?
Exactly.
For what? For $20?
Yeah.
For nickel and a dime.
And like, I just don't get it. Like, when there are companies that want to send me things, or like I do a sponsored post for something, I always make sure that I actually use the product. And if there is a product that did not work for me, that I do not like, then I'm not going to make a post about it. I forget what sort of product it was, but there was some sort of product that I was sent and they were like, yeah, we want you to make a post about it. I'm like, okay, cool. So I tried the product for like 2 weeks and then I just had like a terrible reaction to it. And I'm just like, I can't in good conscience recommend this to people. And they were like, okay, that is fine. That's perfect. It was great, because I'm like, I'm not going to do that just because I had that reaction. Like, you might not get that reaction. It might've worked for other people, but like, I'm not going to put my face out there. I'm not going to use my word to recommend that to somebody.
That's how I felt about this overnight oats company. Mm. I forget what they're called. They had like a prepackaged like oat thing.
Yeah.
Every single one I tried, disgusting.
Interesting.
Disgusting. And I felt hungry after, and the texture was weird. And I experimented with it, mm-hmm. tried a bunch of different things. And it was like, I was dreading eating it in the morning.
Oh,
and I was like, so, you know, I wasn't sponsored or anything, but I was marketed at. And I was like, well, I'll try it. And I was like, this is so gross. Like, I want a Yartz.
That kind of reminds me of your soup situation. Did you ever speak about that?
Oh my god, soups. Oh my god, I got this advent calendar of soup and I was making little TikToks about it. And then I followed the instructions. Mm-hmm.
You followed the instructions exactly how they said.
Yeah. They said dump it in bowl, add water. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, no comment about a serving, nothing. No. Just says dump
it. It told you how much water to add.
Yeah.
And dump the entire contents into it.
Yeah.
Dump contents into bowl. Mm-hmm. Yep. Done. Anyway, so I posted, I like made a bunch because the soups were not very good. And so I made like a bunch in one go. And I was getting hate because they're like, you made this wrong and that's not how that's supposed to be. Why don't you add more water? And I'm like, because I practice good journalism. Mm-hmm. And I made it exactly the way the box told me to.
Yeah. Because if the box told you to have creative freedom with that,
I would do that.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It said, make it exactly like this.
And then there were people in the comments being like, she didn't make this wrong. I had this box last year. It sucked. I wish I could have stopped you from buying it. And I was like, mm-hmm. Thank you, Random. And I love you, Random Citizen.
You had many people defending you.
And that's what felt so good. That gave me kind of faith in humanity again.
Yeah, it was complete strangers. They did not have to, but they would reply to like 5, 6, 7, 8 like
they would keep
hate
going
comments.
Bing, 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 bing. And I would like all of them because I'm like, thank you for defending me.
Thank you. Exactly.
For standing up for me because I wasn't going to say anything.
Because they're so real for that.
For being like, as someone who bought this, she made that correctly. Mm-hmm. And it was still gross when I tinkered with it.
Yeah.
I said, thank you. You've come to my aid. And for that, I thank you.
Yeah. I know.
Hey there. I thank you. All of you.
Thank you.
Because that really made my day, seeing people be like, she made this right. And why are people getting so heated over soup?
I know. Come on. It's not that deep.
I don't know. Not even the bowl was that deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
But, I don't know. That was crazy. Because I remember being like, I'm getting hate for soup?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
On a spaghetti account?
Yeah. On a spaghetti account. Spaghetti49 at TikTok.com.
Did you tell them about your Instagram?
Oh my god, I made an Instagram just in case.
Yeah, an Instagram account.
And it's called Spaghetti49 Official because I couldn't get just Spaghetti49. I didn't want to add a bunch of zeros, so I just thought it'd be funny to put official.
Official, yeah.
It's officially Spaghetti49. Uh-huh. Can't confuse me with anybody else.
No.
And I think that's great. So anybody should go on Instagram and follow her, Spaghetti49 Official.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see her TikTok content on there and then.
Yeah, I'm slowly uploading my older videos, like the ones that I really like, mm-hmm. I'm putting up there. But,
yeah,
that's kind of the thing. I'm just putting the ones I like on just for funsies. And then once I get caught up, I'll start syncing them together. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Posting simultaneously. Mm-hmm.
And because I'm doing that, it's making me think, like, what videos were good? Why do I think they're good?
Yeah.
What made them good?
Do I want to make more of those? Mm-hmm. Did they resonate?
I'm like going back into my roots a little bit and being like, why did I like these at the time? Why did I think these were good enough to post? And do I still think they've held up? Some of them,
exactly.
No. Some of them, yes.
Yeah.
I still love the first one I ever posted.
What?
My airport one. Because I'm sprinting through MCO. I'm sprinting through Atlanta.
Oh my gosh.
I was putting in work.
I remember when you made that. You're like, I just made my first vlog. And I think you showed it to me before you like posted it. And you were like, I don't know if this is good, but like, I'm doing it, Sam. And I'm like, I'm so proud of you.
And I've started this thing where if I don't like a video, I just delete it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to post it.
No.
No. Because
exactly.
If I don't like it, what's the point? I don't want to tinker with it. Because it's like, if I look at it, I go, this isn't my best overall. Like, I'll redo the voiceover if it's the voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the footage I got, if it's, like, the way it's just syncing up, I'm like, and I don't love it.
No.
No harm, no foul. I deleted all my Ohio trip videos because I was like, I don't love any of these.
Off of your TikTok?
No, like, from my editing because I had them all lined up and I just, the new year, all the ones I didn't post, I cleared them.
Oh, okay.
Because I wasn't editing them.
Unseen footage. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, it was sitting for too long, and it was just like, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, because they get stale.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time limit to do them, in my mind, because the season changes or what you're talking about isn't relevant anymore, mm-hmm. and they go stale. So I'm like, I just cleared them. I cleared the bench. Start fresh this year.
New year, new videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's beautiful.
And that's how I see that.
I think your outlook is so wonderful
thank
and
you.
So beautiful
thank you so much.
And so valid.
I've learned from the best. But yeah, I don't know. Do we have anything else to say? I feel like that's pretty good.
I think that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty complete with this conversation.
I'm feeling fulfilled. I'm feeling at peace. I'm feeling light.
Yes. Very beautiful.
My drip coffee machine gets in some time today.
No way. My espresso cup's coming today, too.
Because we're building a bar, a coffee bar.
A coffee bar. Yeah, we're so excited. We're going to build some, or we're going to make some syrups. And I have an espresso machine that I just recently got, and I just figured out like how to use. I'm going to learn how to do latte art this year. I'm very excited to have a hot.
Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to have coffee that's good.
Yeah.
And from home.
Exactly. So we're going to save money, and we're going to, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be so fun.
And then one day we'll make a cafe and we'll call it Coffee Barra.
Okay. Coffee Barra. I like that. I was thinking Yap Cafe.
Oh, that's great. And we can have the, instead of a latte, it's a Yap-te. It's our signature drink. Or like
you're
a
cooking.
Yappuccino.
Ooh, okay. I love this.
Yeah, so that's our little pop-up cafe we're going to make at the end of, probably like next year, because we have to buy the space and get it like painted.
Right. Yeah,
and then like someone's, like we're going to get sponsored. Mm-hmm. We're just going to make like a fake pop-up.
Yeah, oh my gosh, like a limited time pop-up.
Yeah, like at malls and stuff. Like the Hello Kitty Cafe.
Ooh.
The pop-ups.
Yeah. You know, it would be really fun if they rented out like a coffee truck.
Yeah.
For us. Because I've seen some things about that. That's really cool. Yeah. Okay.
And normal so if drinks, anybody, but there's going to be a Yappuccino.
A Yappuccino. Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be like, I'll make a signature drink. It's just going to be a London Fog. And then you'll have your own drink, whatever you think.
Whatever it's going to be, because I don't know that yet. Yeah. But I'm glad you thought about this
already. I love London Fogs. They're my favorite. They're just so tedious to make.
I've never had one.
It's like Earl Grey tea, and then it's pumps of vanilla, I think like a pump of lavender, and then you steam the milk. And that sounds simple. It's just, you have to let it steep. It's just
okay.
So like,
yeah.
I never order it at a cafe unless it's dead in there.
Really? Because it just like takes so long?
Because I'm kind and courteous and thoughtful.
You are kind and courteous and thoughtful.
And if I see the barista stressed out, I go, just get me like a matcha. Just put some green stuff in milk and call it a day.
Well, I love this idea.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, I think that's all she yapped.
So thank you for coming here.
Thank you so
with our
much.
High production value. It will not be like this next time.
Exactly. This is just like a little test run.
Yeah, we're just playing with the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fiddling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you all. Bye. I whacked my mic again.
Bam!
Bam!